It's important things you do. Work in any situation, on any day of the week, and no matter how you're feeling. So what I'm going to do today is try and do my best to show you that myself. Anyone I feel like can talk about on a good day what they do right and what works for them. The question is, when things are challenging, when you're in a situation that's difficult for you, that has been difficult for you in the past, can you continue to maintain and do the things that work for you when things are going well? To me, things need to work well on a good day and a bad day to really be worth keeping. If you do things and they only work on a good day, then what good is that? You gotta have a set of tools in life that work on a bad day also. So what I'm doing, League of Legends solo queue. You might think, wow, is this something tough for you? Yes, League of Legends solo queue has been one of the most difficult things over the last year or so for me to do and to be able to stay present, I guess you could say, to stay focused, to not lose my cool. In fact, 8 months ago, I played League of Legends solo queue, and I got so mad I told my friends I wouldn't play League of Legends anymore with them. The game was stupid. I hate it. So I haven't played League of Legends solo queue in over 8 months now. What I'm going to do is play a League of Legends solo queue game and do my best to practice everything that I share, everything I say that helps me on a daily basis. And I'm going to use prayer as a part of that. I've noticed in playing video games, I often will not pray very much. I will not pray during the same kinds of things I do throughout the rest of the day. I'll pray to be a good driver, husband, father, friend, family member. I rarely pray to be a good gamer, though. So I'm going to pray right now. I pray to be a good gamer that contributes to my team and to do a good job at this, because anything worth doing is worth doing well. So what I'll do is keep you updated throughout the game. I'm not going to sit here for 45 minutes. These League of Legends games are often. What I'll do is skip ahead throughout the game. And for my own accountability, I'm going to make sure if there's any point I hit where I'm frustrated or yelling or cursing or getting upset, I will make sure to share that. So I won't cut any of the parts out where I get frustrated. I'll try and highlight the most interesting points for you so that you can see exactly how I'm able to practice these things in a situation for me that's proven challenging. Because if you can practice the things that work for you in every situation in life, you can have peace no matter what's happening. So thank you very much for watching this. I value your feedback on it. Do you really care what game I'm playing that much? Do you really care if I'm playing League of Legends or Call of Duty? I'd love to know that. It's hard for me to tell. Like, does the game really matter or does what I'm saying matter? So your feedback helps me to decide, should I make more videos playing League of Legends? Should I stop making videos playing League of Legends? I trust your judgment to tell me what to do best. I pray to do a good job with what I'm doing right now, which is making this video playing League of Legends. So thank you for watching. We're going through the draft pick process now where we choose characters. I've researched the characters I want to pick out, and then I will get back with you throughout the game with little updates, you could say, based on how the game's going. Because it's no problem to make this right now when we're just loading and picking players. The part I want to make it with you is while the game's going, while the situation is underway. So I'll cut ahead and I'll see you in a few minutes. In picking characters to start here, I tried to pick against the one character, and it looks like I picked about the worst matchup I could have here. The nice thing is it doesn't matter too much because it doesn't really matter who wins. What am I going to get out of winning the game that I won't get out of losing the game? I'm playing the game here to enjoy it and to do something useful and fun, and it doesn't really matter if I win or lose. This idea that winning or losing is so holy. I'm in Bronze 3 in League of Legends, which is pretty bad. I can only go down to Bronze 4 or Bronze 5. So even if I lose, how much farther down can I go? There's more room to go up than down. It's nice to remember before the game. It doesn't matter who wins. We're here to do this, and whoever wins, there'll be more games to play again in the future. So I try and remember that in the long view of things, winning and losing are just ideas. And the idea that you can know the outcome of something beforehand is quite flawed. I have these thoughts I tell myself that are useful to help break out of all these preconceived things. Well, I got in this situation, so then this has to happen. That's not necessarily true, and often it may not be true at all. It's funny when you play games how people think and rush to try and predict the outcome. If you'll play the beginning of a game or something. So you can see there, I just got interrupted by a phone call from Massage Envy about my massage tomorrow from an automated system. And I'm okay with that too. I'm here for the right reasons. And to be fair, it actually makes it a lot easier to know you're being watched. To me, one of the things that helps out the most with presence, with maintaining your focus, with not losing your cool, is to know that you're being watched. Usually for me, some of the worst behavior in my life happened in isolation, where I was all by myself and didn't feel like anyone was looking. I'm lucky I started getting this sense after my dad passed away a couple years ago that I was being watched all the time. No matter what I was doing or where I was at, I was getting this sense that I was being watched. Now, you could phrase it a couple of different ways. You could say, God's always watching. You could say, your ancestors are always watching. You could say, you are always watching. No matter what you're doing, you are always watching. And if you believe in a higher power, the higher power is always watching. It actually makes doing something like this a lot easier than it would be if I wasn't filming it. If I wasn't filming this at all, and considering I don't even know if this will actually get out to you when I'm making it, I do it on faith that I'm doing for the right reasons, and I don't control the outcome. Same thing with this game. I don't control the outcome here, and just because the characters are however they are, I don't even know how well the rest of my team picked or counterpicked their team. I don't know hardly anything that's worth knowing. So to say I know the outcome of the game before the game's over, that'd be pretty foolish too, based on just one or two little factors I can see beforehand. It's nice to be able to consistently learn and grow. So far, I'm doing pretty good at the game starting here. This is a situation where lots of people get into trouble. Some of my friends get really aggravated before the game even starts, before anything's even actually happened. So I'm doing better than I've done lots in the past. Lots of times, by the time I'd got to the loading screen, I was already aggravated. I'd already been trash-talking to the people in my lobby, and none of us said anything. So I'm figuring that's silence is often a good thing. I don't know anything important either. So I'm here with you. I'm doing my best. And I think everyone is doing their best all the time. Everyone on both sides is going to do their best to try and win the game. So we'll see what happens. The game's starting here. I appreciate you watching. And I'll check in, especially if there's any huge attitude drops, I'll check in with you there. And if there's not, I will just check in with you throughout the game. Try and make this into like a 10-minute video or so. So there'll just be a couple of quick interludes. I appreciate you watching, and I pray to be a good League of Legends player right now, a good video maker, because that's what I'm doing. I'm really excited how this has started out. I'm playing against a tough matchup here, and my team initially got aggravated because one of the characters on our team pushed in pretty far and then died. So I've been playing way more patient than usual this game, and the enemy character got so impatient with my conservative playing, he just tried to charge in, and he just died because he got impatient. So it's amazing to see how little things that you think might matter so much. It doesn't matter anything except how things are going right this moment. And I'm alive, I'm happy, and that's what matters. I've already dodged several situations that would have drove me crazy at lots of points in the past. So I feel very lucky to be able to share that experience with you here today. This game's going way better than my last solo queue game did, just from the point of view that I'm actually having fun playing it. So that's a big improvement. Nice. We just won. It was an hour-long game. It was really exciting. It included a lot of perseverance on both teams. Any negative attitudes would have cost us the win. And instead, we got the victory. I'm really honored. I feel very fortunate that I'm able to play games now where I can stick with it and not get frustrated straight from the beginning, where I can contribute to my team. And if League of Legends is really worth playing, then there's no reason I can't try to do my best at it and be a good player. So I contributed to my team. I helped us win. And I took a lot of damage for us, which is what I was supposed to do that game. And I earned a good bit of gold early on, too, especially. So it was a lot of fun. It's amazing what a big difference a good attitude can make. And if I can play a game of solo queue, League of Legends, having a good attitude now, after that was one of the toughest things for me to do last year, then anything's possible for me and for you today. I pray to remember that I can do anything if I have a good attitude. I pray that I keep checking my attitude throughout anything I'm doing, and that you have the same chance today to do anything you want to or need to today, and to have a great attitude while doing it. Thank you very much for watching this. I love your feedback on it, especially if you watched all the way to the end. I hope you have a great day today.